Earthwise, reflections on earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Easter's ancient roots. Tomorrow's holiday, Easter, celebrates the resurrection of Christ, who died on the cross and rose to heaven, promising everlasting life to all who believed in him. Easter is the most holy day in the Christian calendar, and crucified Christ is a prominent image in the Christian iconography. It is interesting, therefore, to note that all of Easter's symbols and beliefs derived from much earlier pagan symbols and practices. Even the name Easter is a pagan name. But far from dismissing the Christian Easter holiday as a mere imitation of pagan festivities, we observe that these similarities serve to illustrate the universal human need to celebrate the rebirth of life at springtime. Easter is the name of the Teutonic goddess of spring. One of her titles was Radiant Dawn. Easter awakened the day with the rising of the sun and regenerated the earth with spring. The annual festival honoring the goddess Easter was celebrated with much rejoicing, elaborate processionals, and joyous vegetation rites. Today, we know very little about this goddess Easter except her name, but scholars suggest she must have been one of the most highly honored of deities because the symbols and ceremonies associated with her live on into the present day, even though her identity was largely expunged by Roman invaders and later by Christian missionaries. We see the pagan origins of the Easter holiday in how its date is calculated each year. Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the spring equinox, which is why it sometimes occurs in March and sometimes in April. Linking Easter to these natural annual phenomena ties it to the more ancient rhythms of earth-based spirituality. The name of the goddess Easter was derived from the older Sumerian goddess Astarte, she of the womb. Astarte was depicted standing naked on the back of a lioness, with a lily and a mirror in one hand and two snakes in the other. The lioness and the mirror are sun symbols. Together with the lily and the snakes, all these attributes symbolize the power of rebirth and regeneration, the essence of spring. Astarte was called Queen of the Stars, and her name is cognate with the word star. Stars were believed to be the spirits of the dead, perched up in the heavens awaiting rebirth. From the name of Astarte, we get the name of another spring goddess, Ostara, as well as the goddess Easter. Even the word east is related to these goddesses, for east is the direction from which day and the sun are reborn each dawn. Two enduring folk images of Easter are the Easter rabbit and the Easter egg. These images were never specifically linked to the central theme of the Christian Easter, which is death and resurrection, and indeed seemed antithetical to this theme. But rabbits and eggs are unabashedly about fertility and sexuality. The rabbit was an avatar of the goddess, representing fertility and the moon, which continuously cycles from full to dark to full, manifesting perpetual rebirth. The egg was a universal symbol of the mother goddess's powers of regeneration and were traditionally colored red, the color of life. Red eggs were exchanged as tokens of rebirth as the earth came alive again in spring. Even the image of the martyred savior had its origin in pagan belief. In the annual cycle of the seasons, the mother goddess birthed her son and made him to embody the vegetation that sprang from the earth. In the fall, she made him go into the harvest, giving himself to the sustenance of the living. In Christian belief, Christ sacrificed himself, but he only died once and was never allowed to annually return to the good green earth. But we are here and now in this wonderful spring. So let us rejoice and be glad in it once more. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.